Greetings, 91 Weekers. This is Pastor George with you once again as we enter into week number 90. Well, the finish line is in clear sight as we only have one more week left together after this. I want you to know I've enjoyed reading along with you ever since Pastor Rock handed me this responsibility back in March, and taking the time to prepare the short commentaries has been a blessing for me, and I will surely miss it. Well, that being said, this week we find ourselves back in the book of Deuteronomy, chapters 28 through 34, to complete that book, and then Psalms 90, 104, and 108. Now, as I read through these chapters in Deuteronomy, I can't think of a more gruesome chapter in all of Scripture than chapter 28, as God pronounced the horrific curses that would eventually fall upon his own people as a result of abandoning him in disobedience to follow after other gods. In fact, the final tone of Deuteronomy is a sad one, because even though God was about to lead them across the Jordan into the Promised Land where they would enjoy great abundance for a time, chapter 31 sadly reveals that in spite of God's blessing, they would ultimately become the recipients of God's wrath due to their rebellion against him. In chapter 30, God gave them a choice between life and death and blessing and curses. And in the end, they sadly chose death and curses. A grave reminder that choosing sin over repentance in any area of our lives amounts to rebellion against God that will always lead to devastating consequences, even for the people of God. Deuteronomy chapter 29, verses 19 and 20 warns us of this when Moses said, "Those who hear the warnings of this curse should not congratulate themselves, thinking, 'I am safe, even though I'm following the desires of my own stubborn heart.' This would lead to utter ruin. The Lord will never pardon such people. Instead, his anger and jealousy will burn against them. All the curses written in this book will come down on them, and the Lord will erase their names from under heaven." Wow. What does this mean for you and me? Well, don't believe the lie that because you and I are now under grace, that God has granted us special permission to live according to the desires of our own stubborn hearts. He hasn't. Paul made that clear in Galatians 6, verse 7, when he wrote, "Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. Whoever sows to please the flesh from the flesh will reap destruction. Whoever sows to please the Spirit, however, from the Spirit will reap eternal life." Now that being said, I also want to take a look at Psalm 90 today, because it reveals in three different places a key transformational principle for all of us that we would be wise to heed and not neglect. And that is this. First, always be mindful of the brevity of life. And secondly, put to good use the precious resource of time that God has granted you in order to accomplish his will for your life. And in order to illustrate these points, I want to briefly look at verses 5 and 6, verse 10 and verse 12 of Psalm 90. That's where Moses wrote this. Verses 5 to 6. "You sweep away people like dreams that disappear. They are like grass that springs up in the morning. In the morning it blooms and flourishes, but by evening it is dry and withered." And verse 10. 70 years are given to us. Some even live to be 80. But even the best years are filled with pain and trouble. Soon they disappear and we fly away. And then verse 12. "Teach us to realize the brevity of life so that we may grow in wisdom." Now, the scriptures clearly teach that everything we possess comes from God. That includes financial resources and time. Both are distributed to each of us in varying amounts in order to accomplish God's will. That being said, the time, or the number of years we are granted, is critically important, because we're all going to be held accountable for how we invest the time we're given. The old adage, time flies, is certainly true, as you know. And it's emphasized not only in these three verses, but it's emphasized all throughout Scripture. Now, I don't have time to read them all, but I'll briefly read the references to you that I have compiled over the years regarding this transformational principle. And I highly recommend that you take the time to read and consider each one of them. Because when we meditate upon God's truth in bunches, it can help us grasp and apply it with a sense of urgency, which this principle clearly deserves. So here they are. Write these down and look them up. There are 10 of them. 1 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 15. Job chapter 8, verse 9. Job 14, verses 1 to 2. Psalm 39, verses 4 to 5. Psalm 89, verses 47 to 48. Psalm 102, verse 11. Psalm 103, verses 15 and 16. Psalm 144, verses 3 to 4. Isaiah 40, verses 6 to 7. And finally, James chapter 4, verse 14. Now, I'm sure there are others out there also that I just haven't, they haven't made it on my list yet. But look, here's the point. The danger is we can easily be lulled to sleep with our day-to-day activities, schedules, and distractions and neglect to give any thought on a regular basis to the fact that today or tomorrow could be our last day. And as followers of Jesus, we cannot afford to live life like that. And if we do, we're going to find ourselves wasting much of the time God has granted us while we waste it on things that will not matter in the end. Life is short and time flies. And over again in Scripture, this truth is emphasized. So I urge you to live your life today like there is no tomorrow. And ask yourself these questions. First, if Jesus were to return today, would I be ready? And secondly, if I were to pass away today, would I be ready to stand before him and give an accounting of my life? Now, if you answer no to either of those questions, then I urge you to do whatever it takes to be able to answer yes. For example, are there people in your life you need to forgive? If there are, remember that Jesus said, if you do not forgive others that sin against you, then neither will his Father in heaven forgive you your sins. Don't believe the lie that it's okay for you to hold others in your debt for past offenses and God will overlook that in some way. He won't. Not because I say so, but because the Scriptures say so. Jesus said so. Secondly, are there relationships in your life that need repaired? Do you need to tell someone you love them? Are there good deeds left undone? Are there known sins in your life you need to confess and turn away from through repentance? Are you actively and intentionally pursuing holiness or seeking to deepen and nurture your love relationship with Jesus? Are you preparing yourself to become the bride of Christ? Are your lamps filled with oil? Are you entertaining idols of any kind? Look, self-examination is good, which is another transformational principle that I don't have time to get into right now. We should consistently self-evaluate using Scripture as our guide, not comparing ourselves to others. Now, let me wrap this up by just saying that time is short and life is brief. So make the most of the time you have left by focusing on the right things. Jesus told us in advance what those things are in his word, but the devil will do his best to distort God's truth and divert your attention onto the things of this world instead. Don't fall for his lies and diversionary tactics. This is Pastor George. Have a great week.